You're listening to Game In's podcast, GPod News. I'm your host, Michael Roberts. On today's episode, we go over the 2022 Pride calendar of events for Southern California, talk LGBTQ plus movies and shows that will make your Pride Month more colorful, and more on this Monday, June 20th, 2022 episode of Game In's podcast, GPod News. It is Monday, June 20th, 2022. Of course, summer is officially starting tomorrow, summer solstice. And let's see what happened. We had LA Pride a couple weeks ago, and so much stuff has been happening. Oh my God. If you are in college taking summer school, good luck. If you are teaching college for summer school, even more good luck to you, because oh my God, that's even more work than taking a class. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I digress. So basically, we're going to go over the Southern California Pride event calendar and then go over some movies that we should all be watching this summer for Pride Month and Pride season. That is different. Pride Month is in June. Pride season starts in June. Well, technically May, because some of those events start in May. Anyways, again, I digress. Welcome back, everyone. We have our show again. Oh, my goodness. So, Orange County Pride in Santa Ana, California is this Saturday, June 25th. The parade starts at 10 a.m. and the festival starts at 11 a.m. Long Beach Pride is Saturday and Sunday, July 9th and 10th. The parade is July 9th at 11 a.m. Tickets start at $40. And it ends, of course, Sunday, July 9th at 9 p.m., I believe. But they are looking for volunteers for Sunday. So if you do want to volunteer at Long Beach Pride, by all means, contact Long Beach Pride. Go to their website and figure all that stuff out. I think they want someone from our people from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't quote me on that. I don't have it in front of me, but I know that they are looking for volunteers. San Diego Pride is July 16th and 17th. Hopefully you're done with summer school by that time, as my phone's going off. I'm sorry. But again, San Diego Pride is July 16th and 17th. The parade is at 10 a.m. on Saturday, July 16th. And the festival ends at 9 p.m. on Sunday, July 17th. And if you're in the Laguna Beach area and want to contribute to Laguna Beach Pride, they are having a Laguna Beach Bingo Brunch at Royal Hawaiian on Sunday, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So basically, you just buy bingo cards. I think you get three for five, if I remember correctly. Do not quote me on that either. And then basically, all you do is just play bingo. There's prizes, things like that, and of course, all the contributions go to LA Pride. Let's get into the fun part of this. Not that Pride calendars wasn't fun, but let's go into the movies and shows that I think you should watch to make your Pride Month more colorful. So, first of all, we couldn't do this without Hulu. So, Hulu has a free trial link, which is posted on this show under the show notes. So click that if you don't have Hulu. Netflix did not have anything like that. So good job, Netflix. Thank you so much. Anyways, I digress. Let's get back to Hulu. The movie that I really want everyone to see, and some people think it's controversial now, is Fire Island. So I'm going to read what it's about, and then I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I'm going to try not to give out spoilers, but there will probably be spoilers because I can't keep my fat mouth shut. So, a group of queer best friends gather in the Fire Island Pines for their annual week of love and laughter. but when a sudden change of events jeopardizes their summer in gay paradise, their bonds as a chosen family are pushed to the limits. So, I mean, this is a good description. I mean, it's one thing happening inside the film. But anyways, you have to see this film. Not only does it depict the different stereotypes, but also the different cliques we have in our community. Also, it's a great film. I mean, production value is very high. I was very surprised at production value. I surprised at audio quality, and I was surprised at soundtrack. They did a really good job of the soundtrack. So again, I'm not going to give too much into it, but you get into, you know, cliques and, you know, chosen family over your real family, especially in the LGBTQ community. You know, some of us get, you know, shunned by our real family. So, I mean, you get this, of course, you get a love story, a romantic story, and then you get a, oh shit, you know, I'm your best friend, I'm gonna be, you know, not horrible for you, but I'm gonna do my own thing and try to find you a man. So, this is a really good movie. I suggest you guys watch it. Another thing, of course, on Hulu, which you should be watching, is Love, Victor Season 3. Now, again, there's controversy over this because, you know, some of the cast members aren't really gay or they're not out or whatever. But this is the final season. I think it's very important to watch this so you can get a closure from the season. Hold on, let me take out my earpiece because it sounds really weird when I talk to you and I hear myself. Anyways, I digress. But this season is actually really good. I mean, it ends, I don't want to give away how it ends, but it ends pretty well. And of course, there's some new characters there. There's some like, oh my god, I can't believe you chose him. And then, oh my god, I can't believe that all of this is happening. But it is a really good story. So watch season 3 of Love, Victor on Hulu. Let's get into Netflix. Thanks, Netflix. Anyways, Netflix Heartstopper. Now, this is actually a really good season. I don't know if we're going to get a second season. I think that they're saying that we might get a second season. But this is a really good story. Their, you know, kind of synopsis of the season is teens Charlie and Nick discover their unlikely friendship might be something more as they navigate school and young love. Now, when I was growing up, this was not a thing. I mean, we had to stay far in the closet. But that's because I'm old. So seeing, you know, different shows, especially that deal with high school in different countries. I mean, this one is totally British, and of course Love, Victor is totally American. So seeing the difference is kind of good to know too, because especially with the older LGBTQ individuals, including myself, yes, I'm old as fuck, just seeing how different times has changed in film anyways, it's quite interesting to watch. So the last thing that I want you to watch on Netflix is AJ and the Queen, of course, starring RuPaul. This is something that I've watched last year. This is something that I continue to watch. There is only one season, but it's really good. I mean, RuPaul does a really good job with this whole character. I mean, basically playing himself. And he's, you know, forced to watch this child and bring her on her journey as well. So it is something to watch. I hope that you guys at least watch a couple of these. Let's go back to Fire Island because it is a really good, it's a really, really, really good movie. So again, you know, if you want to kind of, you know, see how queer life is, this is a good movie to do that. You see the separation from race. You see the separation from economic terms. You know, you have the rich gays and the poor gays, and then you have, you know, this racial, this ethnic separation in our community too. And they do a really good job of that. They do also a really good job of depicting that, you know, this one society is all about body and race and things like that, where it shouldn't be. And we need more and more cliques that are involved in everyone's body type, everyone's racial type, everyone's, you know, character type. And that's something that we don't get in the LGBT community as much as we should have in our community. So Fire Island, I swear, just watch it. It's a really good movie. Anyways, I am all out of time. If you have any questions for us, you can phone in your questions at 949-783-8514, extension 4, or text your questions to 949-783-8514. Standard text message rates do apply. If you'd like to email your questions, you can at gamemenspodcast@gmail.com. I'm missing things to say. Oh, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at gamemenspodcast. Or go to gaypodcasts.com, that's gaypodcasts.com, to find out what platforms we're on, when our shows are going to be, because I don't even know when our shows are going to be, and things like that. So that's going to be it. If you're going to a Pride event, or if you're hosting a Pride event and you want us to give you a shout out, you know, go ahead and contact us through, I guess, telephone, 949-783-8514. And I think it's extension 1. And then we'll go ahead and do a shout out for you. So that's going to be it for the show. I know it's kind of a weird show. I did not prepare as much as I should have, but it's a day off and I'm like, oh my God, I need to do an episode anyways. So this is the perfect time to remind you guys that I'm still around. Anyways, you guys have a good weekend. If you're going to Pride, have a safe, fun Pride. And I will talk to you guys at a later time. Bye, guys.